Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
No, we are not. But you know what? We still are proud of ourselves because we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums, and that is enough.
It's true. And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
But we always ask that you please remember that, like we say, we're not experts. We're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And, you know, you can visit our website, Forever 35 Podcast, for links to everything that gets mentioned on our show. We're on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod, Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast, and we've got the Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums. And of course, we have revived our newsletter, which is coming out twice a month. You can sign up for that at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
Indeed.
So Dory, we received a really adorable voicemail from a listener who is grappling with something that, quite frankly, I'd never thought about before. So maybe we'll start with this voicemail and take it from there.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Kat and Dor. I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio. I'm a longtime listener, probably been listening at least 4 years religiously every episode. And I'm really excited for Dory's book launch and this cool opportunity to be able to join in on a Zoom with you two. But as I was listening and heard you guys talking about this, I realized I know what YouTube looks like. I've seen pictures. I've seen your Instagram. And I obviously know what you sound like. I've been listening for years. But I have never seen those two things together. So, like, in video form or live. So, I don't know. Just realizing that was a little unnerving since I'm so familiar with your voices. Wondering any other listeners in this boat, just thought I'd share that weird realization with you two. Thanks so much for the pod. Love it. Have a great day. Bye.
Aww. It's going to be weird to see our mouths move and our voices come out of them.
I know.
I mean, I share this listener's experience with other podcasters. Whenever we've interviewed other podcasters on video, it feels bizarre. Like when we talked to Kate Kennedy recently, it was like, I listened to her podcast and I follow her Instagram.
Totally.
But like, this feels wild. So we empathize, listener.
Yes, totally. And that's very sweet. And we're so glad that you're excited about Zoom. We are also excited. I also wanted to mention an exciting policy change for the Zoom.
Love a policy change.
Well, we heard from a librarian, and you know how I love librarians.
We have a Forever 35 librarian Facebook group.
We do. And this librarian said, oh, I just wanted to let you know that I just ordered Dory's book for my library. And I was like, oh, of course. Like, we should have, like, right now you have to pre-order the book and register on my website to get access to the Zoom. But I was like, we should let librarians who have ordered the book for their library access to the Zoom and the other pre-order incentives. So we have updated the form on my website, which is at dory-shafrir.com. And if you're a librarian, just toodaloot on over there, Kate Spencer would say.
That's right.
And fill out the form and you'll be able to come to the Zoom. But I just want to also clarify/emphasize that this is only for librarians who have ordered the book for their libraries. It is unfortunately still not for people who have just requested the book from the library, although we greatly appreciate that as well. But for the purposes of the pre-order incentive, you do have to have actually ordered it in some capacity.
Copy that.
But I'm excited to get some librarians up in there.
Get the librarians in the house. We love a librarian. We love a library.
Yes. You know, I worked in the library in college.
Did you, like, you rolled around with that little book cart and you put books away?
I put books away. I checked out books.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I always had a crush on, like, whoever was checking out my book. Oh, you know, it's kind of like a sexy position. Is that strange?
I don't know. Maybe people were thinking that of me as I checked out their books.
My job in college was calling alumni and asking for donations. A much less sexy college job. But it paid the bills.
Well, I worked in the Fine Arts Library, which was
really
lovely.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, okay. It was a really nice building. A lot of, like, kind of sexy art history grad students always milling about.
Oh, my God. Are we about to enter Dory's library?
Listen.
I mean, you know my favorite sleep story on the Calm app is the one that takes you through the library at Oxford.
Well, it's I could take you through the Fine Arts Library at the University of Pennsylvania. And
Dory's sleep story.
It would put you to sleep. Anyway, Kate.
Yeah.
We got a lot of travel tips and you also traveled.
Okay.
We all need to hear about it.
So this whole episode, it turns out, is just going to be devoted to travel talk. It kind of just became that as I was pasting together listener feedback and emails. So I'll start off the conversation by telling you about my first experience on a plane since COVID. To be honest, it was pretty anticlimactic. And I would say a lot of the things I did before, like, for example, I was a seat wiper before COVID. I always brought Clorox wipes and wiped everything down. So that hasn't changed. That's the first thing I do when I get on a plane. You are able to, you know, I brought my water bottle. You were able to fill water bottles in the airport. They weren't marked off. I think they had been previously. So I always like to bring my own water bottle, fill it up. You know, I love to drink water, which I did do on the plane. So I might have made some controversial choices, but I did eat and I did drink and I did pee.
Okay.
And for me, that was kind of like managing my own like risk aversion, like risk assessment and aversion, mm-hmm. and what I felt comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I went onto the plane in my KN95 mask and my blue light glasses as eye protection.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I didn't wear a face shield, but this was kind of my like pseudo face shield, which a nice listener or a nice person on Instagram was like, I'm a doctor and we wear goggles. So I was like, okay. But I did make the choice to eat, drink, and go to the bathroom because like for me, I kind of like I needed to do that. I flew over lunchtime. I needed food. If I don't eat, you know, I get a headache and I feel awful. And if I don't drink water, I feel the same way. So I did do those things kind of briefly, but I felt reasonably safe and comfortable doing so.
Good.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was, I mean, it was bizarre. The airports felt pretty full.
Was your flight full?
Yes, my flight was full. I luckily had an aisle seat both ways, but yeah, middle seats full. I mean, it was, people are traveling.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the one kind of like thing that did make me like chuckle slash eye roll a little bit was all the gates at the airport have signs on the seats being like, please distance and sit 6 feet apart. So, you know, people are spacing themselves out, but then we're all there to just get into a tiny can and sit next to each other in the sky. So it was like,
right.
What? Why am I sitting far away from this person who I'm probably going to be next to for 3 hours?
It's a little bit of like hygiene theater.
A little bit. But also, you know, I really do think they are doing everything in their power to make it feel safe, and I appreciate that. So I felt good about traveling. Like, it certainly set me up in a confident way in which I feel like I can do it again this year.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, Dory, I'm here.
Were there any 2-year-olds on your flight?
Oh, like Henry Myra, your son?
Yep.
There was a small kid. Yeah, I don't know if he was 2. He was probably closer to 3, but there was like a little guy tooting around with his parents. And yeah, there were. I think kids over 2 have to be masked. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
I don't envy you in that situation. My kids are really good at masking and they're old and they do it every day. So I can't imagine having to rationalize with a 2-year-old about why they have to keep a mask on a plane.
Yeah. I mean, all the like parenting groups I'm in on Facebook who with kids who are Henry's age are full of like tips and tricks.
I mean, what do you do? Tape it to their mouth? I mean, it's
no,
hard.
I mean, if you're eating, you don't have to have your mask on if you're eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the tips are like bring all the snacks.
I think that's a good idea. So you kind of do little breaks throughout to kind of give them some time off.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, I will say, like, I am an adult and I was sweltering in my mask. Like, it was so hot on my face for the, you know, 3 hours on the plane plus the time in the airport. I was like, I can't. It did not feel good. Now, again, you know, small price to pay, I realize. Like, you know, I know people are wearing these things all day long, but woof, boy, it was hot in there.
We're planning on going across the country over the summer, and I'm just trying to picture how this is going to work.
It's going to be interesting.
So,
I did want to report before we take a break that I did not mist on the plane.
Did you bring mists?
I did, but I used it when I got to my location. And I also brought eye masks, which I used when I got there. I didn't do them on the plane. I was like, this is too, I can't eye mask in the middle of a pandemic on a plane. But I brought some Tarte eye masks that I did once I arrived.
Oh, those are nice. Those are very nice.
Very cool. Very refreshing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I did bring a mist. I had a little travel-sized Tata Harper mist that I was like, well, why don't I play with this hydrating
that's
mist.
That's fun.
Yeah, you know, it's fun to try new products when they're tiny.
Totally.
You know, and I was able to, you know, I was actually able to kind of lug a lot of travel-sized products along on this journey. So that worked out.
Did you check a bag?
I did not. Nope. I was off that plane as fast as I could.
I hear that.
I was also only gone for 48 hours, so it would have been
right,
a little.
Right.
Didn't need to.
All right. Well, shall we take a break?
Yeah, because we're going to hear from more and more people about traveling in 2021.
I know. It's so exciting. All right. We'll be right back.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible. Either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Okay, so welcome. We have returned and we received a very informative email from a listener.
I really enjoyed this one.
They are also a travel advisor. So here are a lot of the tips that they gave us. In 2020, my travels consisted of short road trips around the Midwest. Since the beginning of the year, I have been fully vaccinated, flown to the Dominican Republic, and just got back from 2 weeks in Kenya. I felt much like Kate on my first flights back. Here are some tips that got me through my experience. Glasses. Yes, I did not bring my prescription glasses, but went to Walmart and bought some blue light blocking glasses for under $10 for all for COVID precautions. I am a water drinker and try for a gallon a day. So this was a non-negotiable for me, especially on a 32-hour travel day. Jesus. Especially on a 35-hour travel day. My requirement is that part of the bottle... I cannot talk. My requirement is the part of the bottle my mouth touches must be covered and I don't have to touch it with my hand ever. Soap. I never travel anywhere without a small travel bottle of Dawn. If an airport restroom runs out of soap or my water bottle touches something, I can easily clean it using Dawn. Snacks. Most passengers get settled on the plane and eat at drink service or right after takeoff. I wait until everyone has settled in and the first round of trash has been gathered. Usually at this point, the majority of the plane have put their masks back on. Bathroom. This again is a must for me with water consumption. Plain bathrooms, in my experience, are cleaner than ever before. I also believe in hand washing over all forms of sanitizer and usually go to the restroom to wash before takeoff and landing. I use a paper towel to open the door and take it to my seat to throw away. This way, I'm covered from anything I need to touch on the way back to my seat. Sanitizer. Don't forget to sanitize your phone during and after travel, as well as your luggage before getting to your hotel or home. Airport lines. While most airlines or airports advise everyone to stay in their seats at the gate before boarding the plane, it has been my experience that people do not usually follow this. The crowds while boarding planes during this time have made me feel real panicky at times. Make a plan. I stay in a seat at a neighboring gate that is quiet and let the passengers crowding board the planes first. I get in the back of a line or wait until the last boarding group. You will get on the plane and settle just fine and not have to deal with passengers that might not be respecting your space. Planning for a crowd will help you not find yourself in the middle of one. You will see passengers not following COVID precautions. Just know what you will do if it affects you. Masks. I wanted to mention all flights I have been on. The flight crew have done an amazing job regulating masks and ensure they are properly worn. A passenger behind me was reminded 4 times in one flight to put her mask on over her dang nose. I even saw one flight attendant wake a passenger up on an overnight flight to fix his mask. As a rule lover and follower, this is important to me. Activities. yes to working on your laptop. Enjoy your flight as you would have before. This might be a little too deep, but I always remind myself travel is a privilege not everyone has. I have friends and family members that are not able to travel in this way or get on a plane. Reminding myself how lucky I am makes me so grateful and happy to be there, even through the stress. Ooh.
There's some really good tips in here.
Wow. From a travel advisor.
Yeah.
I want that person in my life.
Right?
Yeah.
My only question for this person, or kind of related to this advice, is the advice about airport lines, because this person says they get in the back of a line or wait until the last boarding group, which to me implies that they have checked bags and they are not counting on finding overhead space for their bag. So that might not be realistic. So that might not be realistic for someone who needs to put their bag in overhead space.
Yes, I was in the overhead space dilemma. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and they will all always say, like, we'll check your bag for free if there's no room. But it is annoying. You know, you have this kind of plan of just running off the plane with your bag getting out of there. So,
I mean, I will say, you know, with a toddler, it's impossible to not check bags. I have found, because they just have so much, as Matt says, it's like traveling with a rock band.
Oh, it is. You are like his roadies.
Yes, we are his roadies. So this is actually something that, you know, is the overhead bin space question was always a huge issue for me, but is kind of no longer as much of an issue. And also, when you're traveling with young children, you can usually board earlier. But anyway,
you were also like a really dedicated overhead space traveler before, like in the before times. Like, I remember talking about this on the show, like you had a system.
I did have a system. And then I briefly got into checking bags.
Okay.
Because it is kind of nice to just be able to like float through the airport unencumbered.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? However, I have had a couple of experiences where my luggage was not lost entirely, but like didn't make it onto the flight. And that was a huge pain in the butt. So I have now taken to, if I check a bag, I always make sure, and I should have been doing this in the first place, but now I doubly make sure to like have, you know, pajamas and a toothbrush and,
oh, good call,
just, you know, stuff so that if I don't get my luggage until the next day, I can at least like be comfortable and go to bed and maybe wake up and put on clean underwear.
And all your valuables should be on the plane with you.
Yes, all my valuables and all my prescriptions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the prescriptions.
The prescriptions. And so, yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear a little travel tip via voicemail.
Hey, Kate and Dory. I was just listening to your most recent mini ep about flying and self-care rituals in flight. This year, I actually ended up flying kind of a decent amount. My boyfriend and I were long distance, so I got on a plane more than I certainly would have otherwise. And there are a few things that I guess I'd recommend that I have used as self-care rituals during travels. I guess first isn't necessarily self-care, but I invested in, you know, a bunch of N95 masks. Maybe you already use those, maybe that's your default mask. I tend to use those, you know, I live in New York, so on the subway anyway, but having like a nice sturdy mask ready that's clean with no makeup on it for the flight, because you know how like makeup can rub off sometimes. So I get a clean N95. I got a scented hand sanitizer spray, I think from Whole Foods, actually. So mine is lavender scented. It's for my hands. It's not like a wipe you'd use for a seat. But whenever I spray, you know, I spray my hands when I get to the seat or after I touch a bin going through security. And it's got a little, you know, the scent filters through. It's got a little bit of a nice aromatherapy component. You know, it's nicer than like the harsh alcohol scent. And then, yeah, it is tough to use a
right, when you're all masked up. So another thing that I do for myself is before I put on the mask, before I leave the airport, I put on like a nice thick layer of, I use Aquaphor or like a really thick moisturizing lip cream, just to keep my lips nice and hydrated, as I head off to the airport. So yeah, I'd be curious to know what other people think. Oh yeah, I also just like when I get home, throw my my travel clothes right in the wash. And then I feel ready to go about the day. So hope that helps. And, yeah, I hope you have a good trip, Kate. Bye.
You know what I've been loving on my lips, which might be fun to put on underneath a mask for a long flight?
What,
The Tatcha Kisu lip mask.
Oh, one of my all-time faves.
It's so nice. I've been using it at night this week.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I love this thing. It's that so could good. Be, that's a fun little indulgence, like a little treat.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the idea of really moisturizing before you get on, really just creaming up that face.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I like that too. Good tips here.
Thank you, listeners.
All right. We have a text. Hi, Kate. My name is Cindy, and I have an answer if you're a listener looking for the best travel agency for a solo woman traveling to Paris. I love that. Me, I am a travel designer. I put together custom trips based entirely on the individual person's interests, passions, and preferences. I've been a solo traveler for nearly 15 years and currently live in Brussels, so Paris is my complicated, kind of judgmental, and absolutely brilliant neighbor. I focus on travel through the lens of supporting and engaging with locals, being mindful of our travel footprints on local societies and ecosystems, and supporting women, BIPOC, and LGBTQ+ businesses. My Insta is at WaitItsCindy, and that is Wait, WAITE, and Cindy, CYNDI. And my website is cindywait.com.
Okay.
Well.
So if you're someone had asked us a question for our 200th mini episode, which was like, help me find a travel agency for solo travel to Paris.
And we were like, solo female travel to Paris.
Yes. Thank you, Doria. Solo woman.
Yes.
And we were both like, dunno. We have no idea. And unreal. This blew my mind that someone listening actually could answer the question. So, Cindy, thank you. Number two, Cindy, I'm calling you for my own trip someday.
Seriously.
I mean, doesn't this sound incredible?
Yeah, it does.
So, thank you for listening, Cindy. And if anyone wants to use them as a resource, hit them up.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take another short break and we'll be back with some more travel tips.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. We are back with a voicemail.
I want to just... Go ahead. I wanted to mention that this whole segment is in regards to a listener who had reached out to us about wanting to solo travel through the Smoky Mountains, like go on a solo backpacking trip and being discouraged by their family and friends who told them it was not safe. So they were kind of looking for things to do on a solo trip. And we had quite a few people weigh in with strong opinions about this.
Indeed. All right, here we go.
Hi, Kat and Dor. This was a real pause the pod moment because
I just heard the caller call in about doing a solo backpacking trip to the Great Smoky Mountains. Her friends and family talked her out of it. And I just want to say, I am 28, and last year, 2 years ago, 2019, I did the same thing. I did a solo backpacking trip to the Smoky Mountains. I took, it was like a week and a half, some time to get there. I live in Kansas City, and then I was like backpacking for a week. It was great. I did see a bear. I didn't get eaten by it. And I was just prepared. And, you know, if a man, a cis man, were to do this, people wouldn't give them the same advice. I think people don't think women can be as prepared. And we absolutely can be. I had a few things that maybe the average cis man wouldn't bring along. Like, I had a travel-sized pepper spray, but it was fine. I felt good. I felt great. It was really fun. So I'm just here to tell that listener they can totally do it. They can totally do it. Okay. Just had to call in and say that. Love you both. Bye.
Well.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I have an ongoing bit with my like group of best friends from college that once we're all vaccinated, which we are, we're going to go on a group backpacking trip. Most of them don't want to do it, but I think it would kind of be fun.
Wait, why is it a bit?
I mean, I'm like the least backpacky. We have some friends in the group who are like pretty hardcore outdoor people. And then there are a few of us who are like, take us to a hotel and leave us there. So I just am bugging. I'm just doing a little routine of like, well, that's the last person to get vaccinated. We're ready for the backpacking trip. But there's a part of me that's not joking. And I kind of want to go on a backpacking trip with my group of friends from college.
I can't wait for someone to like actually take you up on this.
I know, like the first person to call my bluff, I'm going to be like, yes, uh-oh.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm going to the Sierra Nevadas. Great tips. And I love that the support for this original listener who reached out about this.
Yeah, totally.
All right. We have another voicemail.
We do.
Hey, Kat and Dor, love the pod. I'm calling in response to the teacher in Chicago, excuse me, who is looking for a fun place to go on her own and be in nature for her spring break. I was also kind of a little bit sad for her that her friends and family tried to talk her out of going because she might get eaten by a bear or attacked. I'm in my 40s now, but in my early 20s, I traveled quite a bit by myself, including a trip through Michigan on my own where, you know, my mom told me, you also warned me not to go because it'd be dangerous. And people told me about bears. And, you know, I camped and hiked by myself for a few weeks. And really nothing bad happened, except I didn't really learn how to light a campfire, so I just ate cold food. That was kind of the worst part, and the best part was having adventures and learning that I could do stuff on my own. So I encourage this listener and really anyone to, you know, take a trip and go somewhere interesting and new. And this year in pandemic, you know, obviously that's been limited for most of us, but my husband and I have rented two different Airbnbs this past year. We're also in the Midwest, and we just search for places like, you know, within 1 to 2 hours away. And we went to one of the Great Lakes one time, and then a cool bike trail another time. So just have an open mind, and it doesn't hurt to know some self-defense. But you know, usually stuff like that doesn't happen. And I'm sorry that your family, friends, and friends are kind of fearful. Anyway, thanks for the pod. Thanks, teacher from Chicago. I hope you have a great spring break, no matter what you do. Bye.
I Just want to apologize to the teacher from Chicago that we are definitely addressing this after their spring break.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, we try. We try.
We do. More good tips. And I love just hearing about other people's experiences.
I do too. Also chuckling at the cold food for 2 weeks. I would be in the same boat.
Totally.
Well, this last listener kind of actually addressed what this previous listener had said. Someone wrote to us and said, I live in Denver and love solo adventures, but I too have had so many friends and family try to convince me not to or tell me it's unsafe. Here's the biggest lesson I've learned over the years. There is a certain type of adventure where I do not tell my mom or certain friends until after I am back, mostly because they will convince me not to go, but also because I know my mom will worry the whole time. That being said, I have also found a few friends who respect my independence and who I greatly trust, and they are the ones I share my plans with, including when I'm leaving, where I'll be staying, how often I expect to check in, and when I expect to be back. Go on and adventure.
Amen.
Find your people to share with.
Yes.
I like that this person's still making sure to share all their info so that they have somebody checking on them.
Yeah. Well, also, really good advice.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun.
This has been really fun, and it's inspiring me. So,
me too. Do you want to go on a trip?
Yes.
Let's go on a
backpacking trip, Kate. I want to take you on a backpacking trip.
Do you backpack?
No.
I did have
a Eurail pass one summer.
But I mean, like, have you hiked through the mountains
and camped with your tent on your back? No.
Because I have done that at a younger age, but it's been many years.
But yes, I would love to go away.
Great. All right. Well, listen, 2022 goals, I feel like, once we're really kind of hopefully in a better place.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Let's do it.
Well, everybody, join us on our travels. Maybe we'll all go together.
Forever 35 travel agency?
I mean, a Forever 35 backpacking trip would be amazing. No? Dory's silent. Dory does not.
I was thinking I'll be sitting in the lodge
drinking like, a hot chocolate.
Drinking hot chocolate. I'll drive from like spot to spot. You know what I would do in all seriousness? I would do a bicycling trip.
Ooh, me too. Like okay. In France?
Yes.
Yes.
I know someone who did a really cool sounding one in Cambodia.
Wow, that would be amazing. I have never traveled to that part of the world.
Me neither.
Dying to.
Me too. Okay, Forever 35 goes on a cycling trip to Cambodia. I mean, I'm down.
Listen. Let's make it happen somehow. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to manifest.
Yeah, we're going to manifest this. Yes.
Maybe Cindy knows somebody.
Oh, yes, Cindy. Okay.
All right. Let's wrap this show. Bye, everybody.